return home from an overnight trip to the Snowdonia area. Our reporter, Shingi Marike, is at the scene and describes the conditions they may have faced.
The roads are narrow, it's rugged countryside. You can understand why those four young men may have got into difficulty. We've been speaking to people about what the road conditions were like on Sunday. It was incredibly rainy, it was difficult to drive in.
Israeli government officials are holding meetings this evening to discuss a deal which would see the release of hostages being held in Gaza. Israeli media say an agreement would include a five-day halt in fighting and the release of 50 hostages held by Hamas in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The minimum wage is going up from April. For people aged 21 or over, it'll rise by £1.02 to £11.44 an hour. England's chief medical officer has told the COVID inquiry that the government would have paid much more attention to a terrorist threat than it did to the risks posed by the pandemic.
Had the Director General of MI5 come in and said there is a possibility of 100,000 plus people sadly dying from a terrorist attack, the chances that the system would have continued as it did, I think, is quite small.
Professor Chris Whitty says it was a fundamental problem that health threats are not taken as seriously as other threats. Premier League clubs have voted against a temporary ban that would stop players being loaned to and from teams that have the same owners. It means Newcastle United, for example, could loan players from the four Saudi Pro League sides. And Top Gear has been shelved after a crash which left presenter Freddie Flintoff seriously injured. The BBC says the show will be rested for the foreseeable future. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
And I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello everybody, a warm welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Just gone 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, can only mean one thing, ridiculousness, here on these very airwaves for a couple of hours, 6 till 8. Great to be back, thank you for your company. However you've joined us, please spread the word about the show and this fantastic station, 98.0 on your FM dial. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world, and just click the Listen Live link. And if you're one of those people that likes to know a bit more about what's going on this station and you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the webcam feed into the studio if the presenter of that show has switched the webcam on. Some people want to stay incognito on Phoenix FM, but some people happily let themselves be videoed, which is the case with me. So if you go on to Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, you can see what I look like in the studio today with my rather lovely black jumper. But yes, if you want to get involved and send me any kind of messages or have a look at what's been posted on social media by me in the run-up to the show, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and Ben Simmons, my personal page as well, with a cartoon avatar, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X/Elon Musk, whatever you want to call it. I think if you just put Elon Musk in, you'll probably get news of a blown-up rocket that launched yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday or the day before? Anyway, hope you're all doing well. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. What is going on in tonight's show? Well, it's a slightly different show this evening. Ooh, I hear you say. I've done before special shows about certain topics and things like that. We often look at ridiculous holidays that occur on the day the show goes out. What I'm going to do today is something a bit different. I'm going to try and challenge myself. And you think, when you hear what's going to happen, you think, well, that's easy. But then just actually think about it for a minute. I'm going to start at the number one. Usually, in a two-hour show, I can get 20 tracks into the show. So in ascending order, I've got to get from the number one to the number 20 with each next number in the title of a song. So the first song I play has to have the number one in the title. The second song I play, the number two, and so on and so on. You think, yeah, I can think of loads with one, two, three, even four. I am giving myself the extra benefit of, if there's no song with that number in the title to hand, I can go for a band name or a singer name with that number in the title. So, yeah, first few, pretty easy, up to 10, I would say. You can think of something. Once you get past 10, it's a little bit trickier. We'll see what we can do on the show that goes like this tonight. See if you can work out the numbers that I'll struggle with. Are there teen numbers that are fairly easy? We'll see if we can get all the way to 20 or if progress will be blocked at some point along the way and we may have to get extremely tenuous. Anyway, keep it here. It's going to be a fantastic evening. I will intersperse the songs with hilarious witticisms, of course. And if I can't do that, I'll just say hello. No, but there may be facts about numbers and things to do with certain numbers. Who knows? And if you send me a message, I might read it out, give you a shout out on the airwaves. Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X. Have a fabulous evening. To get us going musically, something that embraces the number one in its title. As I do like to do quite frequently, I got into music really in the 90s. Lots of the tracks I enjoy playing are from the 90s. Here's another one that's no different. Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor, One and One. I know that makes two, but the number one is in the title. Let's not get pernickety.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Robert Miles featuring Maria Naylor, One and One. Great track. Now, what can I tell you about the number one? Many people mistakenly think about the number one that it's a prime number. But a prime number is defined as a positive integer with exactly two positive divisors, one and itself. So therefore, by that logic, number one cannot be a prime number because it doesn't have two divisors, one and itself. It just has itself. So there we go. Number one is not a prime number. There are many different terms for things featuring only one of something. A creature with one eye is a cyclops, whether mythical or real. And the term for a, did you know this? The term for a camel with only one hump is a dromedary. A dromedary is a one-humped camel. A two-humped camel is a camel. There we go. So, yeah, many things feature the prefix uni, meaning one at their beginning. Unicycle, for instance. But had you thought about this? Uniform and unicorn. There we go. It's weird that a uniform is like one thing that you all wear, isn't it? And unicorn, I'll look into the etymology of that at some other point. Yes, marvellous. It's Tuesday, it's the 21st of November. This is my number challenge on the show that goes like this. Can I get ascending numbers into each track and finish at the number 20? We've started at 1, we've got to get to 2, we've got to get all the way to 20 by 8 o'clock. Time's already counting down, let's have another one then, shall we? Shall we have something by Bobby Brown? What a classic track. 2 can play that game. Drop it.
Forget all about me. Tell me why you fail to realize that you might not ever get another try. Girl, think about it before you leave. Tomorrow's got a brand new swing. If you wanna do your own thing, I hear what you're saying. You can play that game. You're playing. Yeah.
game you're playing. Yeah. To get play that game. No, 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 no. I said to.
Phoenix FM.
Bobby Brown, To Can Play That Game, the K Classic Radio Mix, for those of you that are very specific about the exact track that's been on the airwaves. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being here. Thanks to everybody that's got in touch on social media. You will be getting a shout out throughout the show. It's been fabulous of you. Whether your track is featured or not, I do appreciate the getting in touch and the effort that's been gone to, so you will get mentioned. Now, that was Two Can Play at That Game, following the number two. Obviously, I've decided to look at things that always come in pairs. What do you always get in pairs? Pants. That's it. That's the only thing that comes in pairs. A lot of items are clothing, because human beings tend to have two of limbs and things like that. So socks also come in pairs. Gloves come in pairs. Pants come in pairs. What about glasses as well? A pair of glasses. Is it one item or is it two lenses? Isn't it? A pair of earrings. Earrings always come in pairs. Now, here's a controversial one. A pair of pyjamas. They are a pair. Are they a set of pyjamas or are they a pair of pyjamas? It's a top and a bottom, isn't it? Are the bottoms like a pair of pants? Oh, I'm confused now. Chopsticks. They always come in pairs. Contact lenses obviously come in pairs. Speakers usually come in pairs, for those of you that love stereo, don't they? So, yeah, that's got you thinking. Think of other things that come in pairs. If you want to tell me about them, Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter/X. Let's have more music, because we've got to squeeze in 20 tracks, otherwise we won't fulfil that criteria. Now, bearing in mind, I did watch the football last night, England with another underwhelming performance after struggling to beat Malta a few days ago. Struggling to draw with North Macedonia wasn't amazing, but it was a bit of a second string side. It certainly wasn't the team that would line up at the first game of the Euros next summer. But anyway, it got me thinking back to this song. Yes, it's something else from the 90s, but it's also utterly, utterly fantastic. Just think, what successful football songs were there really before this? Yes, New Order, World in Motion, just be quiet.
I think it's bad news for the English game.
We're not creative enough, we're not positive enough.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back, so I'm getting back.
Years of hurt.
FM.
Badil and Skinner and the Lightning Seeds, the original Three Lions, released in 1996. Of course, to coincide with Euro 96, weird that they're singing about 30 years of hurt and we haven't won a major tournament still. Won't be long, will it? Two and a half more years. 60 years of hurt. What? Oh, is it really hurt, though? Got to a final, got to semi-finals. 50 years of hurt, 10 years of relative success. That doesn't quite scan the same, does it? But anyway, what comes in threes following the Three Lions? Primary colours, of course, red, blue and yellow. Musketeers, of course, Athos, Porthos and Aramis. Dimensions, length, width, height. Three wise monkeys, three Olympic medals, traffic lights have red, yellow, green. There are three stooges. There are apparently three primary macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins and fats. Three parts of an atom, protons, neutrons, electrons. Stories have a three-act structure, beginning, middle and end. The triathlons feature swimming, cycling and running. And of course, the popular game, rock, paper, scissors. I would like if it was four things and the one that featured in Friends, rock, paper, scissors, fire. That would be good. Right, let's have something with the number four in it, shall we? Now, I played last week, for reasons best known to myself, the Clock up-to-date remix of the Four Seasons, December 63. The Clock version, not as well received, I would say. Shall we have the original by the Four Seasons?
Oh, what a night. Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, if only that was true. So, yes, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 63. Oh, what a night. What a great track. That is just timeless, isn't it? Awesome, awesome track. Love it. Now, that was Four. What comes in Fours, then? The Four Seasons, of course, of the band, as well as the Seasons. Four cardinal directions, never eat shredded wheat, of course, points on a compass. Four elements. In ancient philosophy and science, it was believed the earth was composed of earth, water, air and fire. Most automobiles have four wheels. Squares have four sides. Decks of playing cards have four suits. A room, unless you're living in an oast house or a lighthouse, has four corners. Your hand has four fingers on it and a thumb. Your heart has four chambers, two atrium, two ventricles. Did you know that? And of course, incredibly lucky version of a three-leaf clover is a four-leaf clover. Even luckier. And if you're out of luck, you may just meet the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Conquest, war, famine and death. We won't dwell on those, though. Let's dwell on this next track, which is always a huge hit, from Lou Bega. Yes, deserves applause.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Lou,
this is Mambo number 5.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Touch the sky.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the all-time classic, Mambo Number 5 from Lou Bega. Absolutely fantastic. And another great track coming up next that I always love listening to. So, what comes in fives then? Perception is conceived to occur through our five senses. Sight, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. The number of appendages on most starfish... five appendages, yes, goes without saying, really. Starfish, makes sense. The Torah, beginning of the Old Testament of the Bible, contains five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy. When I had to do religious studies in my first year at secondary school, and for some reason I could always remember, we had to learn the opening 20 books of the Bible. I don't know why we had to stop at 20. See how far I can get. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel 1, Samuel 2, Kings 1, Kings 2, Chronicles 1, Chronicles 2, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, I think. It's what I can remember. Isn't it weird? Stuff that stays in your brain. Anyway, there we go. The book of Psalms is arranged into five books. There are traditionally... five pillars of Islam, and Muslims pray to Allah five times a day. There are five sacred symbols in Sikhism as well. In musical notation, the musical stave is made up of five horizontal lines. The Olympics are represented by five interlocked rings. See, I bet you thought I was going to run out of things with the number five. You know, one, two, three, it's easy. Then it gets trickier. We'll see how far I can get. It's going to be interesting. What comes in 13s? Yes, unlucky for some. Anyway, stick around for that. Here's another of my favourite tracks. This is brilliant. I'm going to start the intro. Hello and welcome to the DJ saying what's going through his mind. I'm going to start the intro, then I'm going to listen to some of the intro, then I'm going to talk over some of the intro and hopefully stop before the singing kicks in. 6 months none the richer, and kiss me.
Kiss me. Strike.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sixpence None the Richer, the fabulous Kiss Me. Great track, really lovely melody. Always enjoyed it. Now, that was Sixpence None the Richer. I know what you're thinking. It's not as easy to think of things that come in sixes. Well, here we go. Sides of a dice. Straight in there with the obvious one. Eggs in boxes, commonly sold in sixes. Yes. Sextuplets. Can you imagine? Yeah, I'm pregnant. You're having sextuplets. Sorry, what? Yes. Pizza often comes sliced into six slices. Yes. And the film The Sixth Sense was incredible. Does anyone actually have a sixth sense? That extrasensory perception? A gut feeling? But, yeah. As soon as you know, the film The Sixth Sense has a big twist at the end of it. Potential to ruin it for other people. If you've not seen it and you don't know the twist, how have you managed that? Came out over 25 years ago. Now, here's something I didn't think of. A computer keyboard is typically arranged into six rows of keys. Yes. I did not think about that. But you look at your computer keyboard, it's absolutely true. You might think, crikey, I did not expect that. What else comes in sixes? Lacrosse teams. Yeah. Dominoes, the number of dots in dominoes. So, yeah, unless you're playing Mexican Train. But anyway, I'm not saying any more about that. I'm now going to tell you about the next track, because it's by a band that will always be a key part of my life, because when I was staying in my halls in my first year at university in Leeds, we had an end-of-year prom, and the band that were booked by fellow students to be the headliners of Boddington Hall's prom night in 1997, would it have been? Did I start in 97, 98? Maybe it was the end of the year in 1998, was Shed 7. Fabulous. You don't hear this track very often because they're chasing rainbows.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat for you. There's nothing I can do.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
To be fair, unless you're a diehard Shed 7 fan, that's the only track they ever released that got much notoriety, as far as I'm aware. So you imagine our late 90s excited student selves watching them top the bill at our prom night. And it was like, when are they going to play Chasing Rainbows? We don't care about any of your other songs, literally. Sorry, but just get to that one. We know that one. That's what we all constantly shouted at them. Still, good track. Shed 7, Chasing Rainbows. I feel duty-bound to give shout-outs to many people who've been in touch on social media with track ideas for the show tonight. Have you been listening? Have you seen if your track is featured in the show? Have you heard, even, if your track is featured in the show? But thanks to the likes of Paul Milton, Adrian Jekylls, Paul Topham, Becky McNabb-Greeve, John Sidebottom, Nick Stockford, Angie Stanger-Leaves, Lee Casey. I'll do some more a bit later on, but yeah, thanks to everybody that's got in touch. Really, really good of you. You deserve your shout outs. You're all fabulous, and you're all listening leg ends as well, so that's marvellous. Okay, we're going to get on to another track. We're going to see how far we can get. Will we get thwarted at any point to try to get up one number every new track and finish on the number 20? Can I time it right? Can we get there? Are there enough tracks that make sense? I think we could struggle at some of the teen ones, but we'll see how we do. Anyway, we're still in the single integers. This is fine. This is no problem. This is the Beatles.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
They're not wrong, you know, it's absolutely true. I'm Ben Simmons, this is Phoenix FM, and this is the show that goes like this with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Very glad that whoever's listening is listening and you've chosen to spend part of your Tuesday evening with me, or if you're listening later on the catch-up service on our website, that you've chosen to spend part of your insert day here and insert time of day here, with me. That's lovely of you. Now, I was remiss a moment ago. I never talked about things that come in sevens. Weeks have 7 days. There are 7 continents on the planet Earth. There are also 7 seas. The rainbow has 7 colours. And if you went to my primary school, red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. It's just not the right order. It's just teaching kids about rainbows violently wrong. Leaving out violet. Totally. Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. It just doesn't happen like it. Look at them. What is it? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet. I guess it was difficult to rhyme with indigo and violet when the songwriter wrote that song, but anyway. What else comes in sevens? The lotus flower on Buddha's pedestal has 7 petals. In the solar system, there are 7 physical planets that have influence over humanity. I guess, okay, fine. I'm not going to dwell on that. That's just something it says on this particular website I'm looking at. Scientists found out many years ago, I don't know what this means, I'm just reading it out, changes in human beings biologically occur in 7 years. What's that? That's so non-descriptive. All changes in human beings occur in 7 years biologically. What? We lose skin cells every day. That's annoyed me, that has. Anyway, let's move away from sevens and let's move on to eights, because I left sevens out with the excitement of Shed 7. We've now had the Beatles and 8 days a week. What comes in eights? Things with 8 sides. Octagons, of course. MMA rings to that end. Spiders, my nemesis, have 8 legs, as does an octopus. I'm not scared by octopuses, but you don't see them crawling around your house. If they were crawling around my house, I probably would be scared by octopuses or octopi. Both plurals are acceptable. Stop signs have 8 sides. Octagonal stop signs. Did you know that? They do. There's a popular card game called Crazy Eights. And for those of you that know amounts of liquid very well, 8 pints make a gallon. Yes, 8 pints are a gallon. So don't say you don't learn things by tuning into the show that goes like this. See, as well as all this great music, much of which has been recommended by you lovely Leg End listeners, you can find it educational. Certainly, that's what I aim to provide in terms of entertainment here on a Tuesday or whenever you're listening. Yes, all right. Let's have another track. Let's have a fantastic track. Everyone loves this, don't they? Classic Dolly Parton.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Better life, and you think about it.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Something about Dolly Parton's track 9 to 5 just makes you feel good listening to it. I think it's the beat. I think it's the tone of voice. It's just got a sort of slight funkiness about it that's good. Definitely have a positive feeling after listening to Dolly and 9 to 5. Great stuff. Now then, I know what you're thinking. It's going to get much trickier when you get to 9. So what comes in 9s? Well, get ready. Famous things that occur attributed to the number 9. In the 12 days of Christmas, you get 9 lords a-leaping. When George Lucas originally wrote the Star Wars saga, he intended it to be 9 movies. Who'd have thought he'd get his wish after selling out to Disney? Craziness. But, yeah, they're going to keep going, aren't they? Number of months in a human pregnancy, typically, of course. Number of squares available in a traditional game of noughts and crosses. And if you're American, number of justices in the American Supreme Court. Things that come in nines. It wasn't easy. I feel I've got there. I feel I'm proud of myself. I'm a big Star Wars fan. Happy to talk about Star Wars. Could dedicate a whole month of programmes to Star Wars if I had to. But, yeah. I certainly enjoyed the Ahsoka series that was on earlier this year on Disney+. That was a fantastic series. A great bit of broadcasting since Disney took over the Star Wars franchise. They've been often criticised for things that have gone on in the movies. I do think, in hindsight, I enjoyed watching those movies. It was the nostalgia, it was the seeing a storyline develop that you thought was dead and buried. Many people were upset about the fate of Luke Skywalker and what had happened to him after his heroism in the trilogy that was first ever released. Then we had the prequels to explain how Anakin became Darth Vader. And probably the Obi-Wan Disney series, the best bit of it was the final episode, watching their battle. Yeah, that was incredible, with Obi-Wan and Darth Vader once again. But, yeah, I don't know, it was just, at the time, I really enjoyed watching them. When I've seen all the criticisms thrown towards the Disney sequels, episodes 7, 8 and 9, you can think, it's a shame you did that. People don't have those same criticisms for any of George Lucas's work. Yes, the prequels weren't as well received, but over time they have become a bit better thought of than they were when they were first released. And I do think it was a shame that they gave the second film, The Last Jedi, to a different writer and director, and he tried to take it in a different direction. Then they gave it back to J.J. Abrams, who did episode 7, for episode 9, and it's like he went, let's try and get rid of a load of stuff the guy set up in the last film. You know, it didn't have that coherence throughout the trilogy. Right, that's my whittling on about Star Wars for a while. Shall we have another track? Yes, shall we have a fantastic track? Always here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. What are you talking about? Of course. Now we've got to the number 10 at the turn of the hour. I'd say timing is on schedule to get 20 in by the time I leave you, just before 8 o'clock tonight. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. If you have a smart speaker, you can just ask that to play Phoenix FM. So to represent 10, we're going over to the beautiful South.